It is not 1985, Mac. Not that you would ever remember 1985, but it is not 1985. Back in on a beautiful Thursday morning. I'll be at Hy-Vee 11 to 1 today down in Olathe.
Oh, it's steak day.
You better believe it is steak day. We'll be cooking steaks outside on the grill, doing some veggies, mashed taters, that $10 steak day at Hy-Vee, all of the Hy-Vees. But I'll be at the one at 119th Street in Olathe this morning from 11 until 1 this afternoon. So come by, say hi, stop by, get a steak dinner, and hang out with us. We'll be hanging out and doing our thing. Me and Cam will be out there, I believe, today from our promotions department. Great dude. So I'm excited. I want to see you guys. So come out to Hy-Vee today from 11 to 1 on 119th Street. Get you a steak dinner for $10.
Huh. Sounds like a great deal.
It is a great deal.
That might give you the holy blank moment when you see that and forget about, like, oh, I need to go to the store and get some stuff. Holy smokes, I got to get a steak dinner.
They're moving through steaks, brother. Let me tell you, these places are doing like 400 to 500 of these steaks. They got that big grill fired up, and you can smell the steak cooking. God, is there anything better than like the smell of a steak cooking on a charcoal grill?
It's up there.
Yeah, I mean, it's
cooking like Philly cheesesteaks on the Blackstone and those onions and peppers
start to get going.
Tough, dude.
Oh, God.
And they start, that's like the toughest thing to do when you leave the T-Mobile Center, because I didn't know that they do this now, but like after going to like Zach Bryan, Bruce Springsteen, I'll be there Saturday for Alan Jackson, like they have like vendors out there now at like different spots that cook like sausages with peppers and onions.
So there's nothing better.
Right when you hit the exit door, it's just like... Oh crap. Hot dog? You're like, nah, man, I should probably get out of here. Yeah. I'll eat three of them.
That's the problem with Kauffman Stadium is they don't have the peppers and onions for your dog.
The Sheboygan?
You got to have the peppers and onions cooking, even if it's just the scent that goes through the stadium. Like, if they made a cologne, Eau de Peppers and Onions, I'd probably wear that. That's how good it is. And every time I cook peppers and onions or just celery and onions or whatever it is, the kids come like, oh, it smells so good. Sometimes you could just cook it for the smell in the house. It is so good.
What do they call that? Miroquois?
Yeah. It's the Miroquois. Carrots and celery and onions. Oh, it's just delicious with some butter and oil. And you get it going. It's just a wonderful scent.
We asked the Miroquois.
Miroquois, I think, is
That's French.
Yeah, French for Miroquois.
For marinade.
It's actually for Miracle Whip is how you say that in French. You'll have the Miroquois. Yeah.
Or marinade, something. I don't know. The last holy blank moment you had in your life, like Mac had yesterday when he read my tweet 27 seconds ago.
What? How many times did you watch that video?
Five.
At least for me yesterday.
I watched it a lot. Yeah.
I mean, I had, like I said, I had people sending me that video that I never would have expected to have watched that video. They're like, this is awesome. And then I like screenshot Mac's face. It's just like, we got DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. Like, when was the last time you had that? I can't think of the last time I had that genuine surprise in a good way type of moment. And Mac had that yesterday. That was
pretty awesome.
I can give mine is when our boss called me and said, do you want to throw out the first pitch to your dad at Royal Stadium?
Okay.
That's
pretty sick.
He's like, you're still there, right? And I was like, I'm here. Let me call my dad real quick and see if he's okay with it.
Yeah.
Which then he had the same moment. Honorable mention from the text line, Rovin Odor punching Jose Bautista in the face.
Oh, Rougned Odor.
Yeah, Rougned Odor.
You had that moment then. Okay, that's a long time ago. That was a great baseball fight. I mean, that guy, he clocked him.
I remember when, who was it? Was it Jason Barrett who punched AJ Pierzynski? I think it was Jason Barrett. Michael Barrett? Maybe it was Michael Barrett?
Didn't a lot of people punch AJ Pierzynski?
No, only one.
Oh. A lot of people wanted to punch AJ Pierzynski, right?
Very punchable guy.
Yeah, very punchable face.
Because he went back and like tapped home plate. Again, it was a White Sox-Cubs game. I think
that Michael Barrett was
it Michael
Cub,
Barrott? Yeah, Michael Barrett was a catcher for the Cubs. Pierzynski, obviously, the catcher for the White Sox.
Yeah.
He came back and tapped the plate, and then Michael Barrett was just like, boom.
Yeah.
Veritek punching A-Rod was awesome.
That was good.
That was a good baseball fight.
That was a good baseball fight. But was that the same fight where you had Pedro throw Don Zimmer to the ground? Like, that was
elder abuse. That was like a day game. The A-Rod thing, I believe, was a night game.
Do you remember where you were when you saw Don Zimmer being thrown to the ground?
Yeah, I did not feel bad at all for Don Zimmer.
Oh, you didn't? The guy's old. You don't throw an elderly man.
Why is he charging the mound? Well, keep your old ass on the bench, Don. And then he came out and he's like, I'm embarrassed. You should be. You look like the actual live action of Humpty Dumpty.
Actually, I think one of those moments for me was Tom Gamboa getting beat up, you know, by those White Sox fans. Like, we'd never seen anything like that where fans come out of the crowd and beat the snot out of the first base coach.
Somebody says their last blank moment was watching Mario's Miracle with his dad.
That's a good one. Yeah. Anything Patrick Mahomes related. I mean, we've had so many. 13-second
game is on the text line.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that throw to Conley in the end zone for his first, you know, real touchdown here at Arrowhead Stadium that made everybody go, oh my God. Like, there were so many Patrick Mahomes moments that make you go, oh my God. And there's still more of those moments to come. I bet we get one on Sunday against the Raiders where you're like, oh my God, I can't believe he just hit DeAndre Hopkins for 83 yards and a touchdown.
From 816, my holy blank moment last season with the Chiefs. By the touchdown to Mecole Hardman, I just sat there staring at my TV for 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Not
too.
Realizing we had just won a second Super Bowl in a row. Then I was like, holy blank.
And we've had a lot of those moments recently, right? I mean, we've been very lucky to have those type of moments, right?
I mean, down 24-0 and you're leading by halftime.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I'll never forget that game, being out there, and I got up to go to the bathroom when the punt return happened, and I'm like, oh, this thing could be potentially over. Even me, I'm like, at 17-0, I'm like, and then the punt return happened. You're like, oh.
From the 913, when my girlfriend got naked in front of me for the 517th time.
Sounds like my wife this morning.
Okay. From the 816, she wasn't up. My holy crap moment was when the 69ers wanted a ball in overtime.
Wanted the ball.
Yeah, wanted the ball in overtime.
That was a holy blank moment for sure.
How many people, though, realize that in the moment? Because we're sitting around drinking, doing anything. Like, all right, yeah, you take the ball.
Oh,
right.
As soon as they said, we want the ball, I was like, are they serious?
Yeah, I was freaking
like,
out.
Because what I said to everybody when that happened, I was like, win the toss, defer. Win the toss, defer. Yeah. Win the toss, defer. San Francisco's won the toss. I'm like, oh my God. It's like, they're choosing to elect to keep the ball. It's like, yes. I was like, hold to a field goal and we're good.
Yeah. That's all you had to do. I mean, it was
then
wild.
Because then
all you need is 5 yards and butt girl kick it through. And,
then you just go
sudden
death.
Continue to play. Yeah. Does it go sudden death or do you play out the entire quarter in the postseason?
You just keep playing.
You just keep playing until it ends. It's like California Trail going four overtimes the other day. Like this game that won't end. But how cool would that have been in the Super Bowl? It just never ended. We're in Monday morning and the thing's still going back and forth. Right.
From the 816, mine was when I found out my ex was pregnant.
Was she your ex at the time?
Bobby's final round in home run derby, I stood up and got closer to the TV and literally dropped to my knees when his last ball hit the wall. So did I, because I had money on that. 2014, wild card's been 2014 since you've had a holy blank moment.
No, come on, man. You didn't have one with the Chiefs? Like since 2014, Patrick Mahomes has done some things.
I was going to say,
if you haven't had an oh my God moment with the Chiefs in the last 5 years.
Somebody says, from the 913, a holy blank moment for them was when Sweeney went after Jeff Weaver.
That was a fantastic moment. Yeah.
I watched that game. I remember that. I think that was on the old RSN.
Yeah, no, it was at RSTN, but we were at a strip club off of Van Brunt, and this woman was lit on fire, spinning from the ceiling, and we got word that Mike Sweeney was in a fight, so we went out to the ballpark.
Yeah. I mean, the scoop and score against Miami and Germany was a holy blank moment.
That was
Tyreek Hill, man.
Yeah, that was wild, that play.
No doubt.
If you haven't had one since the 2014 wild card game, have you been in a coma?
Mm-hmm. And then someone says when Josh announced his retirement. brutal. It's funny though. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, and Dusty Likens here. We come back and tell you some of the worst. These are real things, by the way. Worst Chiefs takes of all time. Chiefs takes, not cheese steaks. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. Your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.